Good morning. Family worship. Our earthly friends may fail us and change with changing years, but Christ is always worthy of that dear name he bears. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, all the privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
John chapter 15, beginning at verse 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. All other friendships have their limitations. There is a point beyond which even the best of human friends cannot go. But Christ, the great heavenly friend, understands all our weaknesses and still loves us. It is written of him, he knew what was in man. His patience abounds. Millions of people call themselves his friends, but have disappointed him over and over again. Yet he has never given up one of them. Even Peter, who denied Jesus in the judgment hall, was retained with the rank of friend. Millions of Peters since then have denied him in the face of Mammon, but still he forgives. Having loved his own, he loves them unto the end. His love doesn't wait to answer our love for him, for it was while we were yet sinners that Christ died for us. He waits for no beauty of body or mind or spirit in us. His eyes, so accustomed to the perfection of heaven, would see little or nothing of loveliness in us. He loves the unlovely. And since we have been befriended by Christ, we ought to befriend others. Since he didn't wait for our response to his love, we too, who desire to follow him, must love all people. To secure friends, he became a friend. Just so, to have friends, we must be a friend. O heavenly friend who loved us even while we were still despising thee, we thank thee for thy friendship. And we ask that thy spirit may so possess us that we will have a large heart toward all humanity. And since we are thy friends, if we obey thee, give us a spirit of ready obedience, and to thy name be the praise. Amen.